It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. For the fourth time in less than 3 weeks, a North Iowa school district has had to address a possible threat to safety of students and staff. KIMT reports that students in Osage were ordered to shelter in place yesterday morning after receiving what was deemed as a credible threat. Superintendent Barb Schwamann sent a letter to families that the district was notified of the threat at about 8 a.m. and they decided to activate their shelter in place protocol while police investigated. In her letter, Osage families were informed, "Law enforcement has taken the situation into their hands for the next level of investigation, and we do not feel that this situation will result in any further threat to our staff and student body." Law enforcement told the school district that classes could go back to normal at about 9:15 yesterday morning. The threat towards Osage schools comes after a possible threat against St. Ansgar schools on Sunday was determined to be a fake. Last Thursday, BCLUW High School in Conrad received a threat and a 17-year-old juvenile was arrested. On January 14th, a social media threat deemed as not viable still caused Central Spring schools to go to virtual learning the next day out of an abundance of caution. In early November, a social media threat forced a soft lockdown at Charles City High School and Middle School. Charles City police would identify a student who said they meant their post as a joke. A state senator who's tried for years to ban traffic cameras is pairing a proposed ban with a plan to crack down on motorists who use their smartphones while driving. Republican Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale held a subcommittee hearing on the issues yesterday with relatives of Iowans killed by drivers distracted by smartphones, pleading to just advance the requirement that drivers' smartphones be in hands-free mode on the road. Peter Bengston told senators his daughter Ellen was riding her bicycle just south of Charles City in 2020 when she was struck and killed by a driver who was opening an app on his cell phone.
She did nothing wrong, but the driver confessed and walked free because of the current legislations out there. This is an issue of public highway safety, and we ask that you have a clean, hands-free while driving bill made public and prevent other families from having to go through the loss that my family is going through right now.
Veronica Young held a photo of her 22-year-old son Darius, who was killed near Sumner on February 5th of last year by a driver who ran a stop sign.
Hands-free is such a big deal and could save so much heartache. My son is important. My son was meant the world to a whole lot of people other than just family. And he had such a bright future ahead of him that was taken away for absolutely no reason.
State troopers and police officers from across the state urged Zahn to drop his proposal to ban traffic cameras in Iowa after July 1st of 2025, with Fayette Police Chief Ben Davis noting he doesn't have the staff that metro areas have and traffic cameras are important in his town.
We were one of the first agencies in the state to start a rural traffic program. Since then, we've been able to reduce traffic incidences on our stretch of highway to nearly zero in 4 years. It helps protect our town, and it's a force multiplier. Technology for law enforcement always is a force multiplier.
Zahn began his effort to ban speed cameras in 2011 after a camera ticketed his vehicle speeding in Cedar Rapids, but it was his son behind the wheel at the time. He says the cameras are fundamentally against our Constitution. Last year, the House did pass a bill to require that drivers only use a smartphone in hands-free mode, but it stalled in the House. Meanwhile, installation of speed cameras in Charles City has begun. The City Council passed a new ordinance last month to implement their usage, which officials had hoped to have the devices in place by the beginning of the new year. However, the city's official authorization for the speed cameras by the Iowa DOT held up the project. Yesterday, crews began installing the cameras, which Police Chief Hugh Anderson says are largely about safety.
The speed cameras, we're hoping, slow people down. I mean, our ultimate goal would be to never catch anybody on them so that they slow people down. So that's why there's going to be a lot of signage. I mean, it's not going to be one of those where we're going to try surreptitiously putting cameras up randomly around town or anything else.
Once the speed cameras are put into service, Anderson says speed violators will get warnings for starters. The death of a North Iowa police officer last year is sparking arguments in a bill advancing in the Iowa Senate that would reinstate the death penalty more than 60 years after the state's last execution. The bill would allow lethal injection in cases of first-degree murder where a police officer is killed while providing closure to their families. Republican Senator Dave Rowley of Spirit Lake told a Senate subcommittee this week it should be an option in cases such as Algona Police Officer Kevin Cram, who was killed on duty last September.
Those are the voices that bring up a bill like this to appeal to the state to at least defend these people who are hired to protect and serve us.
The bill was opposed by religious advocates who said the state should not return to a policy of taking another life in response to murder. Democratic Senator Tony Bisignano of Des Moines said that he's bothered that the bill could apply the death penalty in the Algona case, but not in the mass shooting at Perry High School earlier this month, had the gunman survived.
Wouldn't apply under this bill. Now, I don't support the death penalty because of issues like that. You never get to what you want because revenge does not reward you.
The proposal advanced to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Iowa has not used the death penalty since 1963, and it was abolished in 1965. The National Weather Service forecasting highs around 51 for us this afternoon. That will approach records for this date set in 1989. 52 degrees at Charles City, 53 at New Hampton, 51 at Osage. Decorah set a record high of 54 degrees on this date in 1989 as well. In contrast, on this date in 1996, the temperature in Decorah dipped to 37 degrees below zero. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.